Thanks for joining us here for the plays of the week. The big win over the Dolphins, Coach. Let's take a look at some of the big plays in the game. Start on offense for you down in the red zone.
Well, this is a big touchdown pass to Marty Bennett right down the seam here, and eliminates us having to run a lot of other plays down in the red area and goal line to get the ball in the end zone. If you can just, you know, bang it in there on one shot. Here he's in coverage against Kiko Alonso, the middle linebacker. And then this is Kutis in the middle of the field here. So on this play, Garoppolo's going to look down here and control the free safety, control Kutis. And then as Bennett gets up the seam here on Alonso, then Jimmy throws the ball deep into the back part of the end zone here and allows Bennett to just run through it there for really a touchdown behind the free safety.
It really does a good job holding that safety as we're going to take another look at it here through the end zone. You're bringing Edelman on that short motion from the left. When you have guys in short motion or any kind of motion, is that a good indicator for the quarterback, zone or man?
Yeah, it certainly can be, okay. Depending on how they, you know, adjust. Yeah, exactly. So this is, Shaq on Sue, Cannon on Wake, and then David Andrews coming over here as the center to kind of clean this up. So we're 3-on-2. That puts a lot of pressure back here on the left side on Tooney and Solder, but, you know, they did a great job, and see Jimmy's got a good pocket to throw that in. You know, fires it right in there to Bender for the touchdown.
So, can't really throw a better than that.
Yeah. Well-executed play all the way around.
All right. Moving on here, second quarter.
Yeah, so it's another good situation here. The Dolphins come up and give us a blitz look. So we can't block them all. They're bringing six. They're bringing seven. We only have six blockers. So there's a free guy here off the left side. What Jimmy does if he catches the snap, just kind of drifts away from the free rusher to buy himself a little bit more time. Meanwhile, Amendola runs a little stutter out there on McCain, breaks free, and Jimmy hits him there for the touchdown. So, again, well-executed play on the blitz with the quarterback and the receiver. You know, it's great to have Danny out there. He's made a lot of big plays for us these first
really
couple weeks.
You didn't have him in a preseason, and he's been so productive for you offensively. He scored without a helmet earlier in the game, too.
That's right, yeah.
I like those tough players.
So get two touchdowns out of him. And, of course, key play for us here at the end of the game was, you know, being able to run the ball. And this is a toss play with a crack block coming inside by the tight end by Bennett. That's Solder pulling around. And really, the corner's a little late to force here. This is Maxwell. So we get the crack block here. Solder turns the corner, and now it's LeGarrette on Maxwell.
And what kind of drill you guys have in the offseason to teach him? Like, I saw him at one of my kids' flag football games. He said he just developed this in the offseason.
Well, you know, a lot of these DBs just don't want to take LeGarrette on high.
It's the ducking, right?
250 pounds and a strong runner. So you really just got to love the way here that Blunt finishes the run, coming back inside and taking on Jones. Yeah. So here's the same play from the end zone. You can really see it develop here with Bennett coming across in motion. Makes the crack block on Branch. Solder does a nice job of getting out here and cleaning up on Phillips and Sue. Sue actually makes the play 20 yards downfield. You can see how athletic he is to, you know, be able to get through these cut blocks and work through this trash. And, he ends up finally making a play. But here comes Maxwell in to try to, you know, kind of block tackle LG. And Garrett Blunt just steps right over him. But, again, this is really, I love this by Blunt where he just comes in here and, you know, seeks out Jones. Jones tries to block tackle him, and he, you know, pushes through for another 3 or 4 yards there. That's really aggressive running, not running out of bounds, but making them tackle us and, having a hard time doing it. But, you know, Sue 20-yard downfield, it's pretty impressive for a big guy.
Yeah, some teams take notice, too. That guy's not going out of bounds next time, you know.
Yep. So, get ready. One thing that really helped us in the game was field position. We had good field position all day. We had good kicking. When we kicked the ball, we had them in good field position, and we got some few plays on the return game. Of course, it always starts with these gunners and trying to, you know, make sure that they don't come down and make the play. Jonathan Jones is singled here, and we get these two gunners taken out, and then there's a Slater here blocking Thomas, who's their personal protector, who's really their third gunner. He's usually the first three guys downfield, and so we've got them all in pretty decent shape. Danny does a nice job here of,
hitting it,
beating Denny on the first move, come in there and, you know, set us up on the 48-yard line with really great field position for the offense. So we had a great complementary game there between the offense, defense, and special teams, and, you know, particularly in the first two quarters.
Okay, unlike the first game, a lot of turnovers in this game. Your defense created them, and it's just one here.
Yeah, this is really, a good play here by Logan Ryan. I mean, first of all, it starts out with a jam at the line of scrimmage. And the ball gets thrown out here to Landry in the flat.
Stays in bounds.
Stays in bounds, fighting for extra yards, which, you know, Landry had a big game, and he's a tough guy to tackle. But, you know, Logan gets the ball out here. And, again, one of the real impressive plays of the game, or players of the game, was Chris Long. And, you know, he just really hustles here. You can see him turning, running through the ball. The ball's out. And, you know, if he's not there, I don't know, they might recover this one. But, you know, it's a lot of extra effort there from Chris to, you know, run that extra 20, 25 yards to the ball and then, you know, come up with a big turnover.
We've been saying forever, too, good things happen when you go to the football and defense. So.
Absolutely. Right. Good job right here. You can really see it from the end zone of, you know, Logan, you know, getting the ball out. You know, hold them up. There comes Jamie in there, and then ball's out right there.
And to stay in bounds, too. I mean, he's right up against it. White Sox helped. You know, he's got those nice white high ones. It's like Howie back in the day.
And then, you know, final play of the game here. So this is, you know, fourth and five, but, you know, times, you know, not much time. So they got to go to the end zone unless we, you know, we can't let them out of bounds. So we're protecting against that. This is the, you know, kind of the scissors play. Deron makes a nice play here to overlap, come over the top and take the ball, go up and take the ball at the high point away from Parker.
Pretty good center fielder, and he's done this before.
You know, he sure has. Yeah, going back to the Baltimore game, sure. You bet. So,
all right, Coach, good stuff. Have fun doing these. Look forward to the next one.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for joining us on the Plays of the Week. See you next week.